Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
It is a fun time to talk about what's happening in the communities with the folks from Main Street. The Main Street Vermilion is our spotlight this morning. Kate Rapola joins us, the new executive director. Kate, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am well. How are you?
So when do I stop calling you new? How long has it been for you for Main Street?
Well, 6 months.
All right.
So, I'm settling in, but still a lot to learn.
Well, you haven't gone through a cycle yet of a year with all the different things that Main Street does for the community.
Exactly. And there are so many activities and events and projects that it's new every day, which is fun and exciting.
Well, I understand you grew up in Vermilion, right? You're from the area there, right?
I did, yes. I am a lifelong resident of Vermilion, so I might be new to Main Street, but I am not new to Vermilion. My family has been in Vermilion for generations. I'm actually the fourth generation Vermilionite to be born and raised here, and raising the fifth generation with my children.
What makes you come back or stay there? What is it about it? What's the attraction? I know you got a lake and a beautiful the beach area there. Well, tell me a little what you really like about it.
Well, I think the lake does call you. And when you grow up on the lake, maybe sometimes you take it for granted when you're a kid and you move away and you think, oh my goodness, there's no better place in Ohio to be than here on the shores of Lake Erie. And with my strong family ties, and it's a wonderful community to raise children in, it was pretty, it was a pretty easy move back to Vermilion after college.
Talking with Kate Rapola, the executive director for Main Street Vermilion. I have to tell you, I'm on your Main Street Vermilion site, and right up top, they give you a beach cam. I'm watching the waves of Lake Erie right now lap on the beach. There were some beach walkers there. I don't know if they were just searching for maybe a little beach glass or perhaps driftwood as well, because you've got something coming up a little bit later this summer that's a kind of a unique event. Talk about that.
It is a unique event, and it's fun to watch the lake on our webcam. It's up, 365 on our website. Easy to feel like you're at the lake, even when you're not. But hopefully they were looking for driftwood, because now is the best time to look for driftwood. Usually after rain and after storms, the driftwood appears on the beach, and we do a driftwood art competition here in Vermilion. It's really fun. You go, and we call it all washed up. So anything that washes up on the shore, you can use to create pieces of art. And you register online on our website, mainstreetvermilion.org, and you find your driftwood. People create the most extraordinary pieces of art with driftwood. We've had bald eagles and fish and family portraits. You can't imagine what people come up with. And then in July 8th, which I can't believe is less than a month away.
Stop it. Really? No, it's not.
I know. We display them all in Exchange Park, right in the heart of downtown. We have a competition. We have guest judges, as well as the public can vote for their favorite.
I can say that there are all sorts of interpretations of what the driftwood becomes.
It's really interesting to see, and fascinating to see the creativity just come to life. When you see a piece of driftwood, people see all kinds of different things.
Yeah, whether they paint it or maybe carve a little bit of it, or they see a face, or maybe there's an animal shape.
You can do anything you want. And this year, we're adding kids to the fun in Exchange Park, and we have a brand new event called Dig It Up, and kids get to dress like pirates. They get a fun pirate hat. There will be giant sandboxes in the park, and for totally free, the kids can dig for buried treasure in these sandboxes and turn in the treasure that they find for prizes, all purchased by Main Street Vermilion from our local shops and businesses.
And that's all coming up Saturday, July 8th?
Yes, at 10 to 3 in Exchange Park.
Wow, lots going on. Again, there's things taking place all the time. How's your help of volunteers, right? Isn't it a lot of times Main Street, you have folks that are sort of leading the charge, but you need a staff of people to help you out do some of these things, right?
Well, let me tell you, Main Street is comprised of almost all volunteers. There are just three employees of Main Street, myself, a marketing and outreach, Amy Hoffman, as well as our business manager, Brenda Kammer. Everyone else is a volunteer. So if you really think about what Main Street does for this community and that it is all run basically by volunteers, it's an extraordinary thing. Vermilion has long had a history of volunteerism, and when something needs done, Vermilion people come together and get it done, and we'd like to say that Main Street's kind of the hub of that. A lot of community collaboration projects, when someone needs something done, they come to Main Street, and we figure out a way to get it done.
Well, a lot of people coming to Main Street, I use that in quotes, because they travel through, either maybe they're on their way to Cedar Point or, you know, other parts of Sandusky or Vermilion. They're going to look for a place. How do you kind of get them to stop in Vermilion, other than with the trains occasionally?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we like to say here at Main Street, we're the unofficial welcome center of Vermilion. We have tons of literature, brochures, places to stay, places to eat, things to do. We utilize all of our local visitors bureaus, such as the Lorain Chamber of Commerce and the Lorain Tourism. We also work really hard with Shores and Islands, Ohio, and just to help people know that there's, you know, Vermilion's a great place to stop in. And, you know, you can spend an afternoon or you can spend a week here, and there's always something to do.
Yeah. Now, you have Market in the Park. Talk about that. When does that take place and what happens at that?
That starts in July, every Saturday in July and August. The Victory Park here in downtown fills with tents and vendors, and it is all homemade crafts, produce, homegrown produce, flowers, you name it, and local vendors come out and sell what they have made, put their hard work into, and it's really a really fun way to meet different people and to get involved in the community.
Talking this morning with Kate Rapola, Executive Director for Main Street Vermilion. Any new things or ideas that you have as a new executive director? You come in, you see how things are. Any visions that you have or things that you're thinking about that you might want to be adding or doing or trying to accomplish in your
time? Of course. Well, you know what? Ideas are constant. And what I'm really trying to focus on my first year here at Main Street is to continue the tradition and the projects that have been installed and people come to know and love and expect every year. And with that, I really have an eye on what Main Street's mission is. We are a proud partner of Main Street America. We are affiliated and accredited with Main Street America. And with that comes certain missions. And some of those missions include design and preservation, community collaboration. We work really hard with the city to keep our downtown historic buildings historically correct. We work with economic development, small town tourism, beautification. So I'm really trying to get to those core values that we are with Main Street America and bring more of that to light.
Sounds good. Well, people can go to Main Street vermilion.org to get some good information. They can also follow you on Facebook, where you sometimes spotlight different businesses and different neat things, because sometimes if people are driving by, they don't know what's maybe in some of those buildings, but it's kind of your responsibility to sort of get the word out about all the great things. And the nice weather brings a lot of people to the Lake Erie, as well as all the parks and things that are taking place. Kate, we appreciate your time this morning. I know we will be talking again soon, and as we get closer to that event for the Driftwood, as well as other things that are taking place in Vermilion. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Kate Rapola joining us, Executive Director for Main Street Vermilion. This